questions about Clinton Foundation donations and Jeb Bush's use of super PAC money are dominating 2016 politics this week. And a big weekend in 2016 politics is coming up. So cue those guys.
Here and now.
2016.
We make it sound a lot sweeter than it actually is, especially this week. A spokesman for Hillary Clinton is pushing back against a big story in today's New York Times that claims that her family foundation took money from Russian uranium businessmen who needed State Department approval for their U.S. operations. But there were donations, and the foundation did not publicly disclose them as it was supposed to. Clinton didn't mention this yesterday at the Women in the World Summit. It's her first big speech as an official candidate.
It's wonderful for me to be back here at Women in the World. I wanted to be here regardless of what else I was doing.
Oh, like running for president. And maybe bracing for the May 5th release of a controversial book, Clinton Cash. It's said to be the source of much of the news her campaign is trying to deflect. Meanwhile, there was news this week that Jeb Bush is pushing the envelope of campaign finance rules in a way that's never been seen before. Let's bring in Tom Beaumont, a national political correspondent for the AP in Iowa. Tom, start with this Clinton Foundation money. If I can just synopsize where we are. Brian Fallon, a Clinton spokesperson, wrote a defense of her yesterday. Mm-hmm. He said she wasn't involved in the State Department's review of the Russians' business plan. But he didn't talk about these donations that weren't publicly disclosed as they were supposed to be under an agreement with the Obama administration. So your take.
The scrutiny on Secretary Clinton is so intense. There were the emails from the server that she had out of her home. There's the foreign donations. Now we know that Benghazi is going to come to congressional hearing in May. The people who think that everything is known about Hillary Clinton need to rethink that. And the Republicans are definitely rethinking that, because the last time she ran for president was 8 years ago. There, A, is a lot of new stuff to bring up. And B, there's a whole, you know, half generation of voters that don't know about the old stuff.
Yeah, but
so this is walking into a narrative that the Republicans are happy to help her with.
Well, and they are. Rand Paul is saying the Obama administration should investigate this latest story, which, as you said, it might be is new to a lot of people. They could paint a picture if they wanted of Russian, you know, wealthy businessmen trying to, you know, grease the skids to get a deal with the State Department by donating to a campaign. But it gets netty. How's that being received in Iowa?
I think people are still open to what they may see as being described as the new Hillary, you know, lest we make any comparisons to the new Nixon. But he went away for a while, came back, said he was going to do things differently. She's coming back, says she's going to be doing things differently. She's been having these less scripted moments with people. However, I've noticed that she can't escape the bubble. You know, the news media that gloms to her is so intense that she can never really get outside the bubble. So I don't know how successful, and her people are smart, yeah, and there's going to be a lot of money, but I don't know how able she's going to be to appear real. I will credit my colleague, Catherine Lucy, who wrote a really good piece about the entrance of Charlotte, baby Charlotte. She may be the softening agent that gives Hillary Clinton that softness that she lacked in 2008.
Well, let's quickly talk about Jeb Bush, because you spent a month researching your story this week about this super PAC. He's outsourcing campaign tasks like direct mail and TV advertising to his Right to Rise super PAC. But the rules are that candidates can't legally coordinate with super PACs. So how can you have things like TV advertising and not coordinate with it?
Because he doesn't have a campaign. And so he can coordinate until the moment that he is a candidate. I'd also caution against use of the word outsourcing, because he's going to be delegating a lot of that to the super PAC, which, as you point out, is funded with, you know, money that is of an unlimited nature. But his campaign is also going to be doing these things. So it's going to be sort of in conjunction with his regular campaign. It's just something that we've never seen before. Last cycle, we had Governor Romney, whose super PAC was basically an ad shop. There's going to be so much money in the Bush super PAC that he's going to be able to do get out the vote. He's going to be able to do voter contact, you know, very, very technical stuff.
Tom Beaumont, national political correspondent for the Associated Press in Iowa. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Robin.